It's Tracy's Neighborhood Podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 3 of Tracy's Neighborhood. Now, in this episode, we're going to highlight a really unique effort, one that is very relevant today. It's a large warehouse sale for a group called Destiny Rescue. We want to talk about the event and the needs this group has. But before we get to that, I want to bring in one of the volunteers responsible and tell you about this awesome organization that is based out of Syracuse, Indiana, and what they do, because I wasn't familiar with them. So let's bring in now, I want to introduce you to Jessica Paymer, a volunteer fundraiser for Destiny Rescue. Hi, Jessica.
Hi.
Jessica,
hi,
did I get your name correct, Paymer?
You did. You did a great job.
Oh,
people
good.
People usually say Palmer, which there's no L in there, so you did lovely.
Okay, good. So you don't work for the rescue, but you are a volunteer fundraiser for Destiny Rescue, correct?
Yeah, correct, yes.
Now tell me about Destiny Rescue's mission.
So Destiny Rescue, they're a nonprofit organization, and they rescue women and children from sexual exploitation. So really their mission is to see the end of sex trafficking in their lifetime, which is so great. And we just love them so much for their passion and for what they do.
And this is a pretty big problem right now, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. The international president, he kind of had this thought for this back in 1998. And I'm not sure of the exact year when they put everything into motion, but they didn't start recording the number of rescues until 2011. And since then, they've rescued, it's around 3,100 women and children now. So, and it's crazy because every year, it's like an estimated, 1.2 million people are trafficked every single year. Of that 1.2 million people, 98% are women and young children. So it was kind of crazy to me because, I had never heard about this. And a lot of people that I talked to have never heard about this, and they don't really know, that this was even an issue, but it's actually a real epidemic.
And describe to me how this typically happens.
A lot. So they rescue in 6 countries, Thailand, Cambodia, India, the Philippines, the Dominican Republic, and also an undisclosed location. So in a lot of these places, these women and children, they live in these villages where they don't have work. They don't have money. They're big families and nobody can bring an income. So they don't have food or clean water or anything like that. So in a lot of cases, what happens is these families send these girls and these children to the city to find work. Or they'll unfortunately sell, their children to make money to have food and things like that. So in a lot of these cases, these girls go to the city and they hook up with someone that tells them, hey, I have an opening at this restaurant that you can work and make some money. And they go there and they quickly find out that it is not a restaurant. It is not, what they've been led to believe that
right.
It is. And it spirals out of control from there. So,
and so how does Destiny Rescue, how did they go about rescuing them?
So they have every time I think about this, these groups of people, my heart just starts pounding because it's such a crazy and amazing and brave thing that they do. But they have groups of people in all of their, rescue places.
Mm-hmm.
And they go in. They kind of stake out these brothels and bars and red light districts. And they have a group of men that go into these places and they kind of pose to be these, these guys that go there to pay for sex.
Mm-hmm.
And they sit down with these girls and they don't go into, any rooms with them. They're always out in the main common area and they sit down with them and earn their trust. And eventually, once they earn their trust, they let them know, hey, here, this is who I am. This is the organization I'm with, and this is why I'm here. And they offer them the chance for freedom, and who wouldn't take it, So then these guys will either pretend like they're taking these women or these girls away for a night to, do what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll pay for them when really they take them to safety and they never return. Or they'll go in and just kind of snatch them up and steal them out when they're able to do that.
Right.
But they have to be really careful doing that, though, because a lot of this is, you know, very undercover things. So they have to be kind of delicate with how they handle these situations. But, I mean, it's so crazy that, you know, that these people are so brave and they're just so awesome that they can go in and do that, because that definitely would not be an easy job to have, you know.
Definitely putting yourself at risk as well.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Now, Jessica, how did you get involved in this organization? I mean, for you, you said when we talked, you were introduced to them a bit in 2015. So take me back and just tell me how you learned of them.
Yeah, so back in 2015, I go to Community Church of Waterford, and we had Kirk Falconer from Destiny Rescue. He came out, and he was educating us on, you know, who they are and what they do. And I was pregnant with my daughter at the time, and, you know, I just sat there in my chair, and I was just listening to these horrible stories and these nightmares that these women had gone through, and all I could do was hold my stomach, you know, hold my child, because I didn't, at that time, I didn't know it was a thing. And I was so scared, because first off, I'm a first-time mom, you know, so like I told you yesterday, I'm clueless about this. So that's scary in itself. But then to know that this is the kind of world that, you know, we're bringing our kids into, it's such
it's
a scary
terrifying.
Thing.
So, it is.
Yeah, so I just sat there and held my stomach, and my daughter started kicking, and then God started kicking me, and he really put this on my heart that, you know, you haven't met your child yet. You don't know what she looks like or what her voice sounds like or the kind of person she's going to be. But you have already vowed to spend the rest of your life protecting her and making sure that she's happy, safe, and healthy to the best of your ability. And he said, these are my children. And you haven't met them either. You don't know what they're like. You don't know what they look like. And you might not ever meet them, but they deserve the exact same, you know, protection and love and dedication that you have vowed to give your child as well. So, yeah, I just made a promise right then and there that, hey, this organization is so powerful. It's so special. And it is so worth fighting for. So, you know, that's what we're doing. In the way that we can. We're fighting for it and trying to support them.
Wow, what a moving story. And so tell me what you guys came up with as a way of fundraising for them.
So we left church that day, and I kind of got together with my husband and my dad. We all go to the same church. And we were throwing ideas around about what we could do to help. And, you know, somebody said car wash and all these, you know, little fundraising things. And I said, hey, why don't we try a garage sale? And we kept throwing ideas around, and we just kept coming back to this garage sale. And initially we're like, where are we going to have it? We'll just put it in somebody's front yard, you know? Well, my dad works for Goshen Plumbing and Heating, and they actually ended up volunteering their warehouse that's at the back of their building for us to operate out of. So, which is absolutely amazing, you know, and it it just kind of built up from there. So we, asked our church family, our community, our friends, everybody for donated items. And we priced them all, organized them, and just had a big, huge garage sale. And we kind of went into this thing thinking, you know, if we can just sponsor one rescue, it takes $1,500 to sponsor a rescue from start to total recovery to, you know, support the safe house that they take these women and children to support any medical costs, things like that. And so that was our goal, just to sponsor one rescue, to save one life. And we opened our doors at 8 a.m., and by 9 a.m., we had that $1,500. We had that one life saved. And it was like, yeah, it was amazing. Everybody was hooting and hollering, and it was just so great to see this little garage sale, you know, this little idea just kind of blow up. And it was so good. So we ran from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And the first year we raised $6,000. And then the second year we raised, it was right around $9,000. And this will be our third time doing this. And we really want to just blow our this thing out of the water. You know, we want to bless Destiny Rescue and these women and children with our biggest donation yet, but still keeping that, same mindset, you know, of if we can just touch one life, if we can just save one life.
$9,000. That is phenomenal. Yeah. And you guys are you're making this thing pretty big this year. And tell me about some of the events that are going to be going on there that day. And I guess we should share, obviously, the date as well.
Yeah. So the sale is going to be on October 6th on a Saturday. It's going to be, the address is 1753 Eisenhower Drive, North in Goshen. That's the Goshen Plumbing and Heating's address. And we're doing a couple new things this year. We're going to have a live local worship band. They're called Calvary Music, and they're out of Elkhart, and they are just absolutely phenomenal. They're so good. So we're going to have them there from 12 to 3. We're also doing a food truck this year from 11 to 2. So that's kind of a fun, you know, new feature we'll have.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do a bake sale. That stuff always goes so quickly because we have so many good baked goods. It's insane. And then we also have a Destiny Rescue jewelry booth made. The jewelry is made from the girls that Destiny Rescue saves. That's actually one of the skills and trades that they teach them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a pretty special thing too. And, man, we've just, this whole, I kind of called it a movement now, you know, because it's just getting so big and it's so great. So this whole movement this year, the two words that keep popping into my head is bold and intentional. So we're just trying to be really, really bold and you know, going out to businesses and asking them to donate brand new items or to, you know, hop on board with us and sponsor a rescue or to contact, you know, organizations like yourself and to kind of get a new platform to speak on, to spread awareness for them as well as for our sale. So it's been crazy, the response that we've had. We've had a lot of newspapers that are interested. We've had a couple news stations that are interested, radio stations, just like Sunny 101.5. It's so exciting, and I'm so excited to see, you know, the outcome of this thing this year.
Absolutely.
I think it's really just going to be absolutely great. Yeah.
Jessica, how can people help? I mean, obviously going to the sale, but is there anything they can do now in terms of, let's say, donating items?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're still taking item donations. We'll probably take item donations up until, you know, the week of the sale. Just as long as the donations are in new or very gently used condition, we will take them. It doesn't matter what it is. People buy all kinds of stuff, and we found that out. A couple years, we've had things that we had no clue what it was, but we had that one person show up that said, oh, that's that, and I've been looking for that. So you think somebody won't buy it, as long as it's in good condition.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, somebody will buy it. So, yeah, we'll take item donations. And
should they drop that off at Goshen Plumbing and Heating?
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to be there. Kind of the planned out schedule is we're going to be there every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. I'll probably be there a little bit earlier. So you can just swing by the shop and drop them off then. Or if anybody wants to like email me, my email address for this is thesalethatsaves@gmail.com. Or they can look us up on Facebook. If they go to the search bar, just type in Destiny Rescue Garage Sale. Or go to facebook.com/thesalethatsaves. There's all kinds of information on our Facebook page that's been blown up, and it's been absolutely crazy. I think our event has reached, when I looked this morning, 12,800 people, which is absolutely great and just another, you know, reason to just get so excited about this. So, yeah.
That is awesome. Any final message you want to get out to people?
Absolutely. I think the biggest thing that this whole experience and this whole fire that we have for this organization has put on my heart is that, you know, it doesn't matter who you are or where you're located. It doesn't matter what country you're in, the color of your skin, your ethnicity, the language that you speak. None of those things matter. What matters is that we are all stitched together with this one common thing. And that one common thing is God. You know, we're all this one person, and we all need to take care of each other. Even if we don't know each other, you know, if we hear of a good movement or organization or a good cause, I just wish that we could all hop on board and realize that, you know, like I said, we're all stitched together as one, and we all just need to take care of each other and just kind of look at each other the way that God looks at us, you know, and love each other the way that God loves us. And I think that if we all kind of adopted that mindset, this world would really be a much better place to live in. And I really think that we can all do that if we just, you know, move when we're prompted to move. So I really hope that this prompts people to move and to get on board and to celebrate, you know, this organization and celebrate these girls' freedoms.
And Jessica, thank you for what you've done, because this has to be a monumental effort, especially as it grows.
Oh, yeah, it really is. You know, it's a ton of work. It takes a ton of time and a ton of kind of just stepping out of your comfort zone, you know, like I'm doing today. But it's so worth it. You know, the cause is so worth it. And we cannot take credit for any of this. You know, it's just kind of like I said, when God tells you to move, you just move. So that's what we've been doing.
Jessica, thank you for moving. And to learn more about Destiny Rescue, go to destinyrescue.org. Or, of course, as Jessica said, thesailthatsaves@gmail.com. You can send her a message if you have any questions, an item to donate, or questions about the event. Thank you, Jessica, for your efforts and for joining us on the podcast today.
And yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Let us know how it goes for my Tell Me Something Good segment. And until next time, hey, thanks for listening. Get out there and support your local groups just like this one. This is Tracy for Tracy's Neighborhood. Have a great day.
If you'd like to be featured on Tracy's Neighborhood, just go to sunny1015radio.com. Click on the Jack, Steve, and Tracy tab and look for Tracy's Neighborhood. Thanks for listening.